This might be a weird question, but do your legs hurt? Pain, heaviness, aching, itching, burning, and swelling are all common symptoms. Maybe you have bulging, embarrassing varicose veins or spider veins like I did. My right leg started hurting, well, quite a few years ago, and because I'm a male, I put off going to get it checked out. In the fall of 2021, I found Dr. Thomas Cunningham, MD, at Trident Vein Center in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Dr. Cunningham is a highly qualified, well-respected vascular interventional radiologist in the Nashville area. With 20-plus years of experience, he has made this profession and passion his life's work. I have to tell you that just after a few treatments, my leg is better looking, but most importantly, better feeling. Trident Vein Center strives to improve lives in the Nashville area by providing state-of-the-art vein care in a compassionate and affordable manner. Dr. Cunningham and his team are motivated every day by improving the lives of patients just like me. So are you ready to take the next step and stop putting off getting your leg pain checked out? Go to Trident Vein, that's TridentVein.com, or call their office at 615-455-2141 to begin your journey to healthier, pain-free legs.
Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome back to another week of the 99% Local Podcast. This week brings us to episode number 60. Each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, is bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, authors, musicians, artisans, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week, I am joined by Zach and Pam Graham, who are the founders of Sticks and Stones Axe Company. Sticks and Stones Axe Company brings the trend of axe throwing to Williamson County, Tennessee. Sticks and Stones Axe Company opened in February 2022 in Franklin, Tennessee. I was lucky enough to grab some time from Zach and Pam via telephone to talk about their story, all while they were fresh off of their soft opening and preparing for their official opening to the public a few days following this interview. Owners Zach and Pam, Murray County residents, held professional careers that started out in public service. Zach served 7 years in military before becoming a firefighter, and Pam was a 911 emergency dispatcher for 15 years. Wanting a more simple way of life, like most of us, the couple relocated to Middle Tennessee and first launched a mobile axe throwing truck and now have expanded to their brick and mortar location. With that, let's get right into this. Here is my conversation with Zach and Pam Graham from Sticks and Stones Axe Company. Yeah, so you guys started with a mobile axe throwing trailer. I understand you're still using that, but now you just had a soft opening of your own storefront. What date was that?
That is correct. That was this last Saturday, February 5th.
February 5th. Okay. And I happened to see, I think there was a local celebrity that came out, Nikki D. Ray. She's the meteorologist for News Channel 5. Are you guys friends with her, or did she just happen to come by on a night out?
She is actually a cousin of one of our really good friends who was actually helping work that night. So our girlfriend invited her and she came out. We got to meet her and enjoy her, and she was just great.
Yeah, that's really cool exposure. She was promoting the heck out of you guys on Instagram, and I think she actually even mentioned you guys on the air. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, she did. Someone sent me the clip that next morning, and so it was fun to see that. And we try to catch her in the mornings when we can, when we're up early enough.
Well, awesome. Yeah, so I want to dig into your backstories and, you know, talk about where you got to or where you're at today. This whole axe throwing thing, you know, I've never done it. I think it goes back to like Middle Ages. I think they were doing axe throwing competitions, things like that. I mean, what do you guys know about the history of this and the, you know, the phenomenon that's become axe throwing?
Yeah, going back to, like you said, that was kind of the deal back then. As far as recent activity, it's more of a Canadian sport that grew And then got a lot of exposure through social media. And then last few years have been televised on championships stuff with the World Accent League on ESPN and such. So I'd say that I'll probably be wrong with this, but 5-6 years or so of really like determined and given a lot of attention to the World Axe Throwing League on ESPN and such. So that's where like the exposure really comes from.
Yeah. And I would guess it's a major stress reliever too, or a way to get out some pent up energy. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just, especially when you first start, like you've been working at it, you know, you've been trying, you first grab it and it's like, what is this thing? Like, how do we do this? And some people get it right away. Some people, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but either way, when you first get it, like, there's this connection that you kind of get. It's really weird. I mean, I call it primal. It's just something like just throwing something heavy and having it land perfectly how you want into some wood is just kind of this cool, you know, release of gratification.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, let's dig into this. Can you two kind of share your backstories? And I have a feeling you might not be originally from the area. So maybe share a little bit about that too.
Yeah, we, like half of Middle Tennessee now, we originated in California, where we were born and raised. My husband, Zach, here, he joined the Coast Guard back in 2005. From there, we moved around the country a number of times. We were in Florida and North Carolina, New York, and landed ourselves back in Southern California after he got out. And then from there, he kind of landed his dream job at a really great department for firefighting up in Northern California. And we relocated back up there where we had lived before with the Coast Guard. I got a job there dispatching. So I was doing police dispatching and he was doing firefighting. And we, you know, we had loved it where we were. We had some great friends. We had a great community there. But we just felt this strong pull. I like to say it was God kind of telling us that we needed to make a change. And we decided on Tennessee. Something just came to us and said, you know, Tennessee's really the place to be. So we packed up our three little kiddos and came out here and checked it out and just absolutely fell in love with it. We landed in Columbia and we knew, you know, we wanted to just kind of start our lives of running our own business and not missing all of the holidays and the birthdays and the activities that we've been working 24/7, you know, public service jobs. And, you know, we came up with axe throwing. We realized Franklin really needed a good activity to do, something other than just going to a restaurant or a bar. And, you know, what better thing than axe throwing to bring to this area because they didn't have one.
Yeah. And I want to talk more about, you know, the storefront, which you just opened. But I mean, even before that, when you guys first got started, you started out with a mobile unit. And from what I know, it looks like you guys completely built that. Tell me a little bit about that and how you guys, you know, got off the ground and started.
Yeah. When we, first moved out here, we had a place picked out for a storefront so we can kind of just move and kind of get going with the business. I ended up falling through and we're really happy that it did because we got to learn some good things about that side of the business of like contracts and such that just didn't really sit well with us. And then so we said, well, we got to do something anyway and while we'll keep shopping for a place to the land for the store, let's do this mobile business. We had seen some other places that had that as a thing. And it's like, well, this is really low cost, you know, overhead. Like you can just, you know, basically like pay for fuel and some wood and some axes and of course insurance and such, but like, let's just try and figure this out. And so I got a trailer and then I was just searching around to get some help for welding like a cage and stuff and just came across a guy who had some spare time. He really enjoys welding. He likes a challenge. Me and him ended up striking up a friendship and he said he would help and we got it done in about about a month. It took about 5 or 6 days a week. After he got done with his day job, we would just go at it for about 4 or 5 hours at a time. And then once we got that up and running, and at the end of May, we did our first event at Mule Fest 2021. And that was really good exposure for us down in Colombia. And it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of like positive energy from it and knew that we had something that the area didn't have yet. So since then, we, you know, throughout the rest of the year, we were booking birthday parties, weddings, anniversaries, and corporate events like team building and stuff like that. And everybody was, you know, they just had a really good time. So we got to host all that kind of stuff. We knew we had something to go. And then we found our current storefront during that time. So we were kind of doing, we were balancing both, you know, running the trailer side of stuff and then opening up the storefront, which we, the Panthers Arc said just last Saturday. So that's kind of how we came up here.
Yeah, so I know you guys, you called that a soft opening. So, I mean, are you officially open now, or are you having like an official like grand opening, or?
We officially open to the public tomorrow, February 10th, I believe it is. To just whoever wants to book, we've got a couple corporate events that are already booked up for the next week or two. And we'll be open Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. From here on out, we don't have any plans to do any other grand opening event at this point in time, but our website's up, and that's where you book online, and all the spots are available.
We wanted to try and get running in time for the Super Bowl, so we'll be open during on Sunday.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, I hope that's gonna, yeah, I think a lot of people will probably show up for that, so yeah. So I want to dive into some specifics, you know, about your storefront, but was there anything specific or special behind the name of Sticks and Stones?
No, we were going through names. I think if you imagine like anybody else would, just kind of writing a bunch down and stuff. And then we were just searching, you know, Google and seeing like what was coming up and stuff. And so we'd cross some off the list as we went along, and something just kind of came to me like, it's a common phrase. I'd seen it used in golf before and thought that we could somehow translate that to, axes and wood and such. So that's kind of how we ended up with the name, and, you know, nobody had it here. So we were happy to kind of take it on.
Yeah. And, you know, I was looking, you know, I've heard there's some axe throwing places within Nashville. I think Murfreesboro, but other than that, I think you guys are pretty much, you know, you got the niche up in Franklin for this. Where exactly are you guys located in Franklin?
So we're in Cool Springs off of Baker's Bridge in Carruthers. We're in between like Rutledge Restaurant and Tin Roof, that kind of area, not far from Costco, right off the freeway.
Okay. So, you know, when you guys decided to, you know, look for a brick and mortar place, I know you said you were looking at one place that fell through, you found this place in Cool Springs. You know, what was that process like of building that space out, and, you know, how long did something like that take?
Actually, the process took a little longer than what we had initially thought. We signed a lease probably in late August, and so it's now February that we're opening. Kind of some of the things that we ran into were just permitting through the city. You know, we had to do the location that we have was a gym before, and so we went from mirrors on all the walls and sticky carpet on the floor everywhere, offices that had to be taken down, to, you know, polished concrete floors and building all the dividers for all the lanes. So that it took a little bit of time. We had a great, you know, construction company that we worked with that were able to get done a lot of the stuff that, you know, we just couldn't do on our own. I think one of the biggest hurdles we ran into was having to use fireproof wood for all of our lane dividers. That was kind of a back and forth with the city and them understanding exactly what it was that we were doing and making sure we conveyed that right to them, and then getting the fireproofed wood and figuring out how to build the lanes. You know, we've looked at just online a lot of different axe throwing venues and how they've done things. And because we're just a husband and wife team, we're not franchising, we're not a big corporation, we really kind of had to dream up the space exactly how we wanted it to look and how we thought it would best function. So figuring out the configuration of the lanes and where they fit best and how to build the dividers so that they were the most sturdy, and dealing with soundproofing issues was another thing because we have businesses on either side of us. So building the lanes slightly off the wall, but making sure they're still sturdy was also a big challenge. And then one of the big challenges, I think, was in that whole dealing with sound issues and making sure that we weren't disturbing the business next to us. We kind of came up with, we've seen it done other places, but we came up with some end grain targets. So they're made out of cedar. They're basically 6x6 squares that are 3.5 inches deep that we stack together and build into a frame. So that probably is one of the things that took the longest, was we, my husband and I together in our driveway, we're cutting all of the blocks and planing all the wood and building all the targets. And because we have 13 lanes and there's 49 blocks per lane, that took quite some time, but we were able to get it done and have learned along the way how to speed up that process and make it more efficient. But the end result is that a target that's softer, not as loud, and it's easier to stick an axe in.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that that you wouldn't even think about. So you guys, you know, you obviously just said you make your own blocks and things like that. What about the axes that are used? Like I said, I've never done this. I mean, it's not just an axe you'd go buy at Home Depot or something, right?
Some are. So you'd be surprised. You kind of just find stuff that people want to throw. And then also it was a learning experience too. Just like, we just bought a few off the shelves of like Home Depot and Lowe's and stuff. And then we also just ordered some and then watched like some of the professionals, right? So Pam and I would just use our trailer as kind of a testing grounds a lot of just going out. And you talk about like relieving stress. I mean, what better way as parents of young kids when they're driving you crazy for the whole day or something to come out during the night and be like, let's test the axes, you know?
Yep.
And so we would have, you know, I don't know, maybe start like 6 or 8, just kind of like, let's do these for a while. Let's learn how we can do it. And then we would have to learn how we could teach people to throw different axes. Cause everybody's kind of got a different throw. You know, you take some fundamentals and stuff, but slightly different weights, slightly different lengths in the handles, you know, center of gravity, that kind of thing. We just kind of watch everybody that comes through and we give them the basic breakdown of how you should probably approach it. And then we watch their body mechanics, just like any other kind of coach would for some other athlete, and be like, okay, you need to just move your foot placement, or you need to release a little bit later. But here, try this axe because I think it's going to be suited better for you. Because in the end, we would just want people to have fun. And the more likely you're going to have fun is when you actually, you know, nail the axe on the wood. So that's just what we kind of did.
Well, nice. I'm trying to get a date night here planned soon. I got to get up there to check that out. I think, Pam, you'd said when you guys are open. Can you tell me again?
We open Thursday, February 10th, 2022 is our official. We're open then. We're open Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. Our hours are kind of sporadic, but Thursday we're open from 4 to 8, Fridays and Saturdays, noon to 10. And Sundays from 2 to 8.
All right. So some other questions just about, you know, your storefront. So do you need to make a reservation, or can you just show up and get a lane?
We recommend you make a reservation because once you do, you for sure are guaranteed a lane, you know, the lane that you want for an hour. You are more than welcome to always give us a call and see if we are full, or to just stop in and see if we have open lanes. And as long as we have an open lane, we're happy to let you come in and throw and book it that way. But a reservation online is a guarantee that you're going to have that time slot.
Okay. And is this all ages, or is it mainly just for adults, or?
We want to be as family friendly as possible. We know sometimes it's hard to get a sitter for date nights and things like that. Insurance wise, legally, we're allowed to have 10 years and up throwing. So as long as they are 10 years old or older, they can throw. We are happy to have other younger siblings come and be a part of the experience. They just aren't able to throw.
And then what about, do you offer the ability to, like, if someone wanted to plan a corporate event or a team building thing, do you offer any, you know, booking for the entire facility or private parties?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be just dependent on if you want to come during business hour, normal business hours or off hours. And you just give us a call. We'd love to chat with anybody who is interested in hosting some sort of team building thing. You already booked on this Friday, which is awesome. And so we're open to those kind of bookings also Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when we would normally not have our operating hours.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that would work out good.
Yeah, our venue, we can hold about 150 people. But as far as like throwing, if we're like at full capacity just for throwing, we're around the 60 person. We got a pretty decent space for anybody who wants to come and host an event.
Okay, cool. And if someone wanted to do that, they could just reach out to you on your website, and we can share your website and all those details at the end here. But
yep, a website or a phone call on our website. There is just kind of a link to message, and so you can contact us that way through our Instagram Messenger. Happy to, you know, reach out or have people reach out to us that way, or a phone call to the store. Phone calls are usually a little harder because we are kind of here on off hours, later evenings. But email, website, Instagram, any of those, however you can reach us, reach out.
Well, cool. Yeah. So I wanted to go back to your mobile trailer. So are you still renting that out as well as running the storefront?
We are. So we're not promoting the trailer quite as much for the next probably month or two, kind of lifting the bookings that we do just based on being able to have storefront running for both of us to be able to be here and having enough employees to be able to run the storefront and the trailer at the same time. But once, you know, we have that employee base where we can make sure the storefront can run smoothly and get the trailer out at the same time, we would, you know, more than happy to keep doing those bookings.
Cool. And then again, you know, you mentioned some events that you've done last summer. You know, you did the Mule Fest. I think you did the Murray County Sheriff's Rodeo. You've done church events, things like that. So you're still looking at possibly doing things like that?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at things like that. Private bookings are a big thing for us too. We do a lot of, you know, like Zach said earlier, we've got a birthday party coming up this weekend for the trailer. So anywhere where you have basically 25 feet of space and 13 feet of clearance overhead, we can bring the trailer. So we've done, you know, at somebody's house, in their driveway, on some property in a barn, in a backyard. We were at a wedding not too long ago where we let people throw during the reception, and the bride and groom came out and did some throwing. So kind of any event that you could think of where you have the space to put the trailer, we do.
Well, that's awesome. I don't think a lot of people know that, you know, they can do something like that. And I'm really excited that you guys opened this place up in Franklin, close to home. you know, outside of running this business, I know you mentioned kids. You know, what do you do outside of when you're not working, if you even have time?
Yeah, most of the time we are not working. We are either with kids or with some friends. And we have twin 3.5-year-olds and a 5.5-year-old. So they keep us pretty busy most of the time, all day, all night. We've got a great friend group base here that we like to just go out and get some food and enjoy just getting the kids together, letting them play. We do have a little bit of property where we live, so we're trying to take up some gardening and going to get some chickens and some ducks here in the spring and try our hand at that. We're not, you know, experts by any means, but we're working on it.
Is there anything else you two would like to add? Anything we didn't touch on or anything you wanted to share?
Yeah, I grew up where my parents had a small business, and I just kind of learned through them a little bit over the years that, you know, the community is a big part of your business. And so what we've tried to really stress here is a lot of our products or things that we do are local based, from the craft breweries that we supply. A lot of them come from Franklin or Nashville. We have cornhole boards here that was made by a guy in Colombia. A lot of some other supplies that we've gotten, our merchandise, like that's another place in Franklin that we got out of. We're just trying to really support and spread other businesses too. They've done, they heard about us and they've become friends and they, promoted our business when they can. And so we just kind of return the favor. So it's just in our kind of DNA as we go forward to promote other local businesses, and just that we're really thankful and to be a part of this community and just to kind of show our support that way. And then, hopefully other people can see that through what we do.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly why I started this podcast. Let's do this. Where can listeners find you online?
Online, we are at andstonesappsco.com.
Okay. And I think you're on Instagram. That's where I found you, I believe. It's Sticks and Stones Axe Co. as well. And can you share the address of your storefront location?
Yep. We are at 615 Acres Bridge Road, suite number 160 in Franklin.
Okay. And then again, that's in the Cool Springs area. So, all right. Well, Zach, Pam, I appreciate you coming on. I'm excited to share with my listeners what you're doing. And I hope to get up to your storefront here soon. And I probably won't bring the kids, maybe just get away for a date night with my wife. You got three little kids, so I do too. And I'd hate to fighting and sue with axes. Yeah, it just doesn't mix. So.
Yeah, no worries. But we'd love to have a good time. You let us know. And thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.